State law granted the Fairbanks North Star Borough 100,000 acres to sell off for revenue. The Division of Land Management regularly offers land for sale. Some parcels you can buy over the counter year-round. But the combined sale coming up this September is the biggest in a while, with 17 parcels selected by citizens and staff. The smallest is 3 1/3 acres. The biggest is more than 242 acres. Maps, posters, and binders for each parcel were spread around the auditorium of the Nolwine Library, where land management staff staged the first of 4 open house events to get comment on the parcels. Deborah DeLong found the material useful.
They've done a really good job of showing visual surveys for those who are visual, showing trails, they're showing where it is on the river, they're showing elevation, they're showing pictures, so you can kind of imagine, if you wanted to use it, what it would be like.
Lou Konetsky says he likes the idea of looking at land without getting bitten by mosquitoes.
I'm kind of curious as to what properties are for sale, how close they are to Fairbanks, and a possible building lot for my son. I'm not interested in a big parcel to develop, just a building lot, basically.
Dorothea and Ellis Ott came in with their 2 kids before the storytime session elsewhere in the library.
It seems to me that when nice properties go up, they go away really quickly before many of them even hit the market. So it's something to consider to buy a lot and just build your own place.
But not all the lots are for residential development. Some are off the grid, some zoned for agriculture, others suitable for recreational cabins. The sale will open September 1st and close September 30th. Prospective buyers submit a sealed bid with 5% of their offer included. Sandra Mota manages the land division. She says the borough offers financing so bidders can take time to pay off the parcel in full. When the land nominations are finalized, the borough assembly will hear an ordinance August 8th and a public hearing August 22nd. Before that, there are more open houses to come. Mota says public comment influences which parcels are offered. Even though a parcel is on the list, it might not be included in the final ordinance that comes in front of the assembly if citizens think it should be pulled from the sale. That's exactly what Cam Webb came to find out. He took a good look at the 167-acre Petey Road tract.
I'm a neighbor there, and I walk out there and snowshoe and hunt there an awful lot. I know there's many, many people who are using this area for snow machining and off-roading, hunting and horse riding, and a lot of mushers out there. So I think there's a lot of people who are going to be kind of concerned about what happens to this tract.
Deborah DeLong says she got all her land questions answered at the open house.
Do you think you might buy a parcel of borough land?
At this time, no. I was looking at the river parcel, and they've done a very good job of describing it, so much so I decided I don't want it.
Each parcel is described in detail on the land management website, fnsblandsales.com. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.